Title: Tension and Release in Fast Tempos for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Intermediate. All right, let's build tension and release at drum and bass tempo in a way that feels modern and controlled, but still has that vintage attitude. We're talking 170 to 176 BPM, where the biggest danger is that everything feels relentless because it kind of is. So our job is to create contrast on three levels. Micro contrast, bar to bar, little moments that keep your ear engaged. Mid-scale contrast, every 8 to 16 bars, like a DJ-friendly phrase turning over. Macro contrast, the big one builds into drops, drops into switches, sections that feel like they arrive. And the twist in this lesson is, we're not getting that contrast by just turning things up. We're using density, filtering, stereo, width, and space. Then we'll add vintage tone with controlled degradation and movement without sacrificing punch, clarity, or low-end discipline. By the end, you'll have a simple but powerful skeleton, a 16-bar build into a 32-bar drop, with drums, sub, mid-bass, Music Atmos, FX, and a couple of bus chains that glue it together using only Ableton stock devices. Let's jump in. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for a lot of modern DNB. Create groups right away. Drums, bass, music, FX, and optionally AMIX bus. Even if you're not mixing yet, grouping is arrangement power. It lets you automate big moves fast. One mindset shift. Work in 8-bar blocks. DNB tension lives in how bar 7 and 8 set up bar 1. If bar 8 doesn't help bar 1 hit harder, bar 8 is probably wasting space. Now drums. We're building an anchor kit first, then we'll add a break layer for movement and vintage energy. Create a drum rack. Place your kick on beat 1. Put your snare on 2 and 4. That's home base. Your snare is one of your main release points because it tells the listener where the slam is. If your snare is clear, the whole drop feels clearer. On the snare, do a simple stock chain. Start with EQ 8. High pass somewhere, around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. You're clearing the low end so the kick and sub own that space. Then find boxiness around 350 to 600 and notch it gently if needed. Add a small presence bump around 2 to 4 kHz, just a couple dB, not a smiley face EQ. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%. Keep boom off or extremely subtle. In fast music, uncontrolled low enhancement can blur your kick-sub relationship. Then add saturator on soft sine mode. Drive 1 to 4 dB and turn soft clip on. This is a classic modern move. You get density and edge without needing to push level. Cool, that's your anchor. Now the break layer. This is where vintage energy shows up, and it's also where micro-tension can live without you having to add 50 new drum sounds. Drop in an amen or a classic break with movement. Warp it. Use beats mode if you want it punchy and transient focused. Use complex pro only if you really need it, because it can smear drums. Consistency matters. If the break changes warp feel every time you audition something, your groove decisions get weird. Then convert it. Slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients. Now you can resequence slices. That's huge, because you can make fills and pressure moments without messing with your main kick and snare anchor. For the break's vintage tone chain, keep it controlled. Add redux slightly. Bits around 12 to 14. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8, but keep dry slash wet at like 5 to 15%. This is not 8-bit chiptune. This is old sampler edge. Then auto filter in low pass 24 mode. Bass cutoff maybe 8 to 14 kHz. And yes, we're going to automate this later. Add drum bus for character. Drive 10 to 25%, and if the break feels dull, push transients up a bit. Then EQ 8, high pass the break around 120 to 180 Hz. The break is not your low end. Let it dance above the weight. Now, tension in drums comes from density, not loudness. This is a big one. In your 16-bar build, think like this. First 8 bars, steady hats, nothing too fancy. Bars 9 to 12, add ghost snares and maybe an extra shaker. Bars 13 to 16, more 16th note hat energy. Small fills, maybe snare pre-rolls. Instead of raising the volume, increase the information up top. That increases perceived speed and urgency. That's one of your best tension dials at 174. Quick trick, on your hat or ghost tracks, add the MIDI velocity device. Add a little random, like 5 to 15, and maybe a touch of drive. You'll get human grit without messing up timing. Now bass. This is where we make the build feel like it's tightening, and the drop feel like it releases. The easiest way to stay modern and controlled is to split it into two layers, a clean sub and a character mid. Sub first, because the sub is your release. It's the thing that feels like gravity comes back. Use operator. Oscillator on a sine wave. Keep it simple. If you add a pitch envelope, keep it extremely subtle. Then EQ8, low pass around 120 to 150 Hz. You're making sure this track is truly just sub. Add sidechain compression from the kick. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This is not just for loudness. It's for readability. At fast tempos, clarity is groove. Then utility, set width to 0%. Sub stays mono, always. That's not a rule because someone on the internet said so. It's because stereo sub creates phase issues and makes your drop feel weaker on real systems. Now the mid-bass, your tension engine. Use wave eatable or operator. Your choice. The classic is two saws, slightly detuned, maybe 2 to 4 unison voices, but don't go crazy. Too much unison can wash out the center. Build the mid-bass chain like this. Saturator first. Drive 3 to 8 dB with soft clip on. This gives harmonics that read on small speakers. Then auto filter, low pass 24, especially useful for builds because you can automate the cutoff. Then chorus ensemble in chorus mode for vintage widen, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, amount 15 to 35%, width 120 to 160%, dry slash wet 10 to 25%. This is that moving hardware vibe. Then EQ8, cut mud around 200 to 400 if the roller feels thick, and tame harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if it starts biting. Then utility for width. This is the layer that can live around 80 to 120%. Again, mid-layer only. Here's the concept to memorize. Tension is more harmonics, less low-end, and narrower dynamics. Release is sub returning clean, transients breathing, and the top-end opening. Now let's automate the tension tools that actually work at 174 BPM. We're going to automate 4 lanes across the build into the drop. First, filter automation. Put auto-filter low-pass 24 on your music and break buses. In the build, bring the cutoff up gradually. But here's the teacher note. Don't just draw a straight ramp. Linear ramps sound predictable. Try one of these curve feelings. A slow rise, then a sudden jump right before the drop, like it snaps into place. Or a fast rise early, then a plateau, like it's straining against a ceiling. Or stepwise jumps every 2 bars, which feels more club functional and DJ friendly. As a general guide, bars 1 to 8. Keep it around 6 to 10 kHz. Bars 9 to 12 move toward 10 to 14 kHz. Bars 13 to 16 push toward 16 to 18 kHz. Then make sure it snaps fully open at the drop. Add a tiny resonance lift near the drop, like 10 to 20%, but don't let it whistle. Second, reverb as air removal and air return. Create a return track with reverb. Decay 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. During the buildup, send more snare fills and FX into it. That smear creates tension. But on the first bar of the drop, pull the send down sharply. That's release. Clarity returning, air returning, the room suddenly getting out of the way. Third, stereo width automation. Put utility on your music group, not your sub. Automate width so the build is slightly narrower, like 70 to 90%. And the drop opens to 100 to 120%. The ear interprets widening as we arrived. Fourth, the pre-drop vacuum. Silence is a weapon, especially at fast tempos. In bar 16 of the build, remove the kick for half a bar or even a quarter bar. Let the break or snare fill lead. Add a short noise sweep into the downbeat. When the kick and sub return, it feels physical. And here's an extra coach note. Use micro resets every 2 bars. A single 1/16 gap, a reversed snare tail, or a one-hit crash where everything else drops out for a beat. This prevents listener fatigue and makes the drop feel alive without adding more layers. Now let's blueprint the arrangement. Intro can be 16 to 32 bars. Atmos, filtered break hints. Tease the bass motif quietly and filtered. Then a 16-bar build. Increase drum density every 4 bars. Raise filter cutoff, add risers and short snare rolls in bars 15 and 16. Then the 32-bar drop, bars 1 to 8. Core groove, don't overfill, let it land. Bars 9 to 16. Add one new element, like an extra hat, a bass variation, or a call and response. Bars 17 to 24. Strip something briefly. Bass inside the drop creates tension without needing a new sound. Bars 25 to 32. Signature fill and transition. and a classic DnB move, in bar 8 and bar 16, do a 1-beat fill or half-bar fill with break slices and maybe a snare flam. It's a marker. It tells the listener where they are in the phrase. Now, modern control with vintage tone, using stock-only bus chains. On the drums bus, try this order. EQ 8, high pass at 20 to 30 HZ. Maybe a tiny shelf lift at 10 KHZ if the drums need air. Glue compressor. Attack 3 ms, release auto ratio 2:1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Then drum bus. Dry 5 to 20%, transients plus 5 to plus 10. Then saturator. 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip-on, just for tone. On the bass bus. Saturator. 2 to 6 dB drive. EQ 8. Manage low-mid buildup around 150 to 300 HZ, because that's where bass eats your snare body if you're not careful. Then multiband dynamics, lightly, like an OTT amount of 10 to 25%. Goal is consistent mid-presence, not crushed bass. Now a crucial mix reality check. Separation creates impact more than volume. If your downbeat doesn't feel like it arrives, check masking. Kick versus sub fundamentals, often around 45 to 70 HZ. Snare body versus bass low mids around 150 to 250 HZ. Break brightness versus synth presence around 3 to 6 KHZ. That's usually the real reason a drop feels small. Let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the traps. If everything gets louder in the build, you lose impact. Use density, filtering, and width more than gain. If the sub plays continuously through tension moments, there's no release. Mute it for the last quarter or half bar before the drop, or do a sub dropout during a switch. If you overwiden bass, you get phase issues and weak mono. Width belongs on mids, not on sub. If you drown fast drums in reverb, you smear the groove. Use sends and automate them. And if your arrangement never breathes, it'll feel flat. Removing one element for one bar can hit harder than adding three layers. Now let's add a couple advanced variations, just to level this up. Try call and response bass phrasing over 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4, your bass makes a statement. Bars 5 to 8, answer it. Change rhythm, or go an octave up, or make the answer darker with a filter shift. That creates release inside the drop without changing loudness. For break slice pressure fills, keep them tiny. One bead only. For example, on bar 8 beat 4, trigger 3:1/16 slices and pitch them up by 1, 2, 3 semitones. Then hard stop them with a gate so they don't smear into the downbeat. Ghost snare is a tension meter. Put a super low velocity ghost on the E of 2 or the A of 4, then automate its velocity up during the build. It reads as intensity without sounding like here comes the build-up cliche. Now sound design extras for the vintage sigh, but safely. Make a parallel return track called Rasp. This audio version is shortened for playback.